Hawaii is, of course, a tourism economy. And, of course, that economy can't function without air travel. United Airlines has been flying to Hawaii for 7 decades. It's now the largest supplier of airline seats coming to Hawaii. Oscar Munoz is the CEO of United. He was recently in the islands meeting United employees and touring facilities and took some time to talk with HPR's Ryan Finnerty.
So, Oscar, what's going on in the airline business these days?
Oh, nothing. It's just this normal, quiet summer. No, there's just so many things. In fact, I just returned from an international conference of all the CEOs of all the airlines in the world in South Korea, and Seoul was great enough to host us. And covered a wide variety of issues, and from sustainability to cybersecurity to a lot of different regulatory issues that we face around the world. And so exciting time, a growing time for a lot of folks, and more importantly, an awareness of not only our community, but what growth can do in a negative way. So making sure that we do our part as an aviation industry to make sure that the world accepts us and continues to fly us in a wonderful way.
The airline business has traditionally been a pretty tough one to be successful in. Do you think it's getting easier or harder as the years go by?
You're right. Historically, it has been. I think over the last few years, at least in the domestic part of the world where we operate as United, we travel over the world, but our base business is domestically. It has gotten, I wouldn't say easier, but it has allowed us to generate a little bit of return so that we can reinvest. And our reinvestment goes right back into the customer experience, and we do a lot of that across the system. So it's been nice to be able to be less worried about the fluctuations in the economy or in fuel, and so we have a little bit more financial stability that allows us to do that reinvestment. But we still have margins that are well below other businesses and industries, so we're constantly wary. And all of us that have watched this industry for a long time always remember those lean times. So we're always thoughtful to make sure we don't take our wonderful customers and the growing public that flies us, we don't take them for granted.
In the automobile industry right now, the big manufacturers are making huge investments in what they see as the aspects of the future for that business. What do you think is the future of the airline industry?
The autonomous vehicles is probably what you're referring to. I do not, in the near future, see the technology probably may happen with regards to drone-like flying. We have 12,000 pilots that I think are wonderful at what they do, and I, for one, would love to continue to fly with human beings in the front. And so I think the social acceptance of a human pilotless thing is a bit off. And so what we invest in, I mean, there's all sorts of amazing technology, fuel efficiency of our aircraft, takeoff and liftoff capability, liftoff in the sense that you can come in and out of shorter airports all over the world. So there's a lot of technology coming our way. We at United are really investing in what I would term relevant technology, relevant to you, the customer. So what makes your life less stressful? What makes your life easier as a customer? What makes it easier for our employees to give you service? So we've invested a lot in our app, a lot of digital things that we've been working, both directly with customers, what we call below the wing, out in maintenance to make sure our aircraft are always serviced properly. Also, there's a lot of really exciting things that is using AI and big data components, but at the same time, with a human level of engagement and touch.
A lot of industries, there is a big push to go green, to find alternatives to traditional technologies that might pollute more. It seems to me that there isn't really a readily available substitute to fossil fuels for the airline industry. Do you think that jet fuel, as we know it now, is here to stay for the foreseeable future?
Well, I think in the near term, the mass quantities that are required for this industry would point to the fact that there's not going to be an immediate near-term sort of solution. But that shouldn't inhibit or prohibit us from making a play. And so United was the first in America to sort of put out an objective for us of a 50% reduction in fossil fuels by the year 2050, staying in, along with other accords. I think our path there is a combination of certainly more fuel-efficient aircraft, a lot of things we're doing on the ground to be more efficient, but the big piece has to be in alternative fuel supplies. We are one of the few investors in companies that are in that space, and we continue to invest in that business for biofuels. We have flown some of the only few commercial sort of flights with biofuel, The issue, of course, is being able to make enough of it and at the right price. And so that's the investment we're making. And again, I think if you think of biofuel futures, we are probably the biggest investor in that space. Just because it's potentially far away doesn't mean you should take investment. I think Al Gore likes to say, you know, if you see a problem, which climate change is a problem, if you see a problem, can you do something about it? And of course, you can always do something about it. The real critical question is, will you do something about it? And I think the United family has made a very deep conviction to this space, and it's one that it's important for the future. And you see growing concern around this, around the world, not so much in the United States, but we're not doing it because there's growing concern. We do it because it's the right thing. So hopefully, as the rest of my brethren, both domestically and internationally, join us in that space, I think you'll see a lot more effort. And again, it was a big point of communication at this international conference.
Your company is a global one in a very literal sense. How important is a market like Hawaii to your business?
We've been flying here for 7 decades. We are by far the largest supplier of seats and capacity to this market. We have deep roots with the community, and so it's critically important to us. And it is, like anything in our business, it gets competitive, and you have people come and you have people go. And so we continue to offer the best service, the best schedules. One of the things that's critical, it's not just the flight. It's when the flight arrives, when the flight departs. For certain people, it's what type of aircraft it is. Do you have a lie-flat seat? Because it's a long way to get here, especially from the East Coast in the United States. We also fly from Japan, from Guam, from Micronesia. We have a deep investment that lasts for a long period of time. We have, I think, 40 plus daily flights into these islands from various parts of the world. And importantly, when you get to the United States, if that's where you're going, we can connect you everywhere in the country. So it's a critical market for us. It's one we've been growing, and we started growing 2.5 years ago before a lot of other entrants came in. So it'll be competitive, but again, we've been here a long time. We know how to manage it.
How has the 737 MAX issue affected your company? We still have yet to see a resolution to that issue. How do you see it playing out going forward?
Well, the impact has been sizable for many. Our team has done an amazing job of trying to lessen the effect on customers. Obviously, with that aircraft not available to you, we have flights scheduled, so we've been trying to not cancel as much, use substitute aircraft. And so we're making all those, sort of moving around all those chess pieces, which does have some impact. In fact, we're here in Hawaii. We did have to take one of our flights down for a short period of time to let that aircraft take care of our customers domestically. So our team has been able to make those adjustments. I think what we've talked about with regards to its return to flight, the MAX, is it's important to let the regulators and the investigators do their thing. Of course, we would want it back as soon as possible. More importantly, we want it to come back with the stamp of approval, not just from the regulators, not from the manufacturer, but really we have to have public perception approve it, right? It's really important that we do that. So our team is busily working on a communications plan and a process, but I can guarantee you that we will be very transparent with what aircraft you're flying on. And if anybody has any concern at any point in time, we'll absolutely, readjust their schedule to make that as easy as possible. But again, we're going to wait for all the due process to happen, and we'll return it to flight for as soon as possible.
What kind of public feedback did you get when that issue first came about?
It's hard to say. There's always a few people who exhibited concern. But at the same time, a lot of people did not. And so now it's played out for a few months. There's been a lot of press and a lot of concern. I think the important part is we want to make sure that we err on the side of caution and the side of the customer's perception and view. If you feel it's not safe for some reason, we need to ameliorate that. And so we will continue to gauge and watch what folks do. But again, at the initial aspects, it was kind of a short burst, and we didn't see a lot of impact at that point in time, but that's not going to guide us as we bring it back to flight.
Has your company seen any impacts from the ongoing trade war between the United States and several other countries, either directly or indirectly?
Well, there's always indirect. I have a lot of conversations with senior leaders in all of these countries that we've been having these social media conversations with, and you know, it doesn't create a warm feeling, certainly. But from the pure raw economics of business and business travel, China in particular would be the one that we're asked about. We really fly a lot of people there, and there's been no discernible impact on our flying there. And that's not to say that, you know, over a longer term you may not see it, but we've not really seen any impact of any magnitude at this point.
Is the prospect of that divide between the United States and China worsening something that concerns you over the long run if there were to be a reduction in travel?
Yeah, you know, and this isn't political, but I think the shared purpose of the United Family is to connect people and unite the world. Those are the actual physical words we use. The second part, unite the world, came from a lot of our 90,000 folks, and we take this very seriously, and the fact that we do connect the world. We are the largest global airline out of America, and we fly into many countries, and we value the diversity, the richness and tradition of thought of these many folks. And so as governmental issues like this erupt, it does create a little bit of an impact, and we just hope that all of those things get worked out in the proper case. And in the interim, we will continue to take care of all our customers, just in the very word that we have, right, united, it's the complete opposite of divided, and we continue to do our best to create good relations between all the countries we serve.
Kind of a big question here, but what do you think the future of the airline industry is in the next coming decades?
Oh, boy, that is a big thought. I think back to the issue of sustainability, I think we absolutely need to, you know, communicate a lot of what we're doing already and a lot of the options presented to us. I think that is going to be a big measurable difference, because I think you're going to see, you know, the planet react in a stronger way over time. So I think that's one that'll be important. I think all things digital, I think it's just going to be critical, just as the world evolves. And then in addition, the human touch, I think, is very important. I think all of us as humans, when we travel, we like to feel, right, good about the choice we made and the product. And so at United, we're making very big efforts and investments to make sure our people on every, you know, for every customer, every flight, and every day, you know, you feel good about flying it. So I think that'll be continued focus for us.
All right, Oscar, thanks so much for your time today.
Appreciate it.
That was Oscar Munoz, CEO of United Airlines, talking with HBR's Ryan Finnerty. You can listen back to this report, HawaiiPublicRadio.org.